The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride.
On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. It's Friday. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And live in the studio with us this morning, we have Stefan Schmidt with Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida is the sponsor of Boat Smart. Stefan is a Marine Services instructor at Georgetown Technical College. Good morning to you, Stefan. And you've got a guest with you this morning.
Yeah, we do. We have Bill Kidwell from Key Marine.
All right.
And he is our service manager. We're going to have a little conversation with him today.
Oh, I think it's appropriate. It is. I got you. Everybody's getting their boats in the water now, right?
We met each other when we built Noah's Ark. That's how long we've been in the industry. So it's been a little while since I've known Bill.
And so, gentlemen, how did that go?
You know, it's not floating anymore, so there was a lot of wood involved in that boat, but yeah, we managed to make it happen, and here we are today talking about Key Marine, Georgetown Technical College, and all the great things that we do out there. This is Boat Smart. We are sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine, located at 5621 Bayer Road here in Pensacola, 850-492-0487. KeyMarineCenter.com is the website. You can go out there and check out their specials on Suzuki, Yamaha, Mercury product, and also that Cox diesel engine that they have in stock out there as well. They have a demo out there that you can go by and look at. So maybe diesel might be your choice. They can do that for you as well. So KeyMarineCenter.com is our website. You can also go to their Facebook page and check them out there as well. So,
okay, that sounds great. So I'm excited to have someone here from Key Marine Center to talk about what's happening there.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, we've been putting students out at Key Marine for several years now. I know we'll talk to Bill about how many students I have out there and how long they've been out there as well. I do, before we get started, I want to give a shout out to Rex Wiggins, who is his birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday.
And Rex is actually our IT person over at school. And Rex is his name that he don't use very much.
So
we call him Mr. Wiggins.
Mr. Wiggins.
Yep, Mr. Wiggins. And today is his birthday, so happy birthday to you. He said, don't do that on the air.
Oh.
But we did it, so happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And we hope you have a great day today. He's getting ready to retire.
Well, there you go.
And this is his last year at school. So,
good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him. Well, enjoy it.
You know, people come, people go, and you have to adjust accordingly, right?
Sure.
So that's how it works. And a lot of us, we stay there for a long time. So.
Well, that says a lot about the school and what y'all do there and the passion that you have for what you teach.
Great things that they do out at Georgetown Tech. So, Bill, I appreciate you being here today.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here as well.
Yeah, so I want to get started with kind of give our listeners an idea of where you started and how you got to Key Marine. If you can give me a little bit of that first, and then we'll go from there.
Actually, out of high school, I was an electronic technician. I worked on like pinball machines and video games and stuff like that for amusement companies. And then I decided to start working on boats probably towards the end of 84, 85. And then I just worked at several places and then ended up at Key Marine about 13 years ago.
13 years ago. And you are the service manager at Key Marine.
Yes, sir.
So what does that entail? Give me an idea of your average day at Key Marine and how that works.
Well, things are done a little bit differently, I guess, is where they are on some of the national chain places. My main job really is to oversee all the diagnostics and things that go on. And, of course, contact all the customers with their estimates and stuff of that nature.
Okay, so you help the technicians. You're kind of their go-to guy for questions and stuff like that. You organize the job orders and stuff and make sure that everybody's on task and all those kind of things, the normal service manager stuff.
Yeah, and I do from time to time get my hands dirty, but with all the great technicians we have there now, that's becoming less and less.
I actually had a student that asked me the other day, he said, do you miss turning wrenches or working on boats, you know? And I said, I still kind of do it, but I do it through my students now. How about you? What's your favorite? Is it your favorite part working on the boats or your favorite part managing? What do you miss the working on them most of the time?
Well, I did it for so long, I don't necessarily miss it because I am in there every day. What I really like doing is training everybody and, you know, teaching them everything that I know and then learning some things from them as well.
Right. Right. That's a good point. You can learn from other technicians. I learn from my students. I learn that they can mess stuff up like I've never seen before. So that happens.
Well, yeah.
You probably run into that a little bit sometimes. But
and there's nothing better than teaching. I teach acting, so the best way to learn for yourself. And
we were talking about that last week, learning from mistakes and stuff like
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a couple students, I think. I've kind of lost count, but you know who's out there from George Stone. So who do you have out there from George Stone Tech right now?
We have two. One is Chance Kellogg, and then there's Jeff Cullison was the latest one that you gave us. And, yeah, he's doing very well, and so is Chance.
Okay, and Chance has been there for several years.
He has. I believe 7 to 8 year range now. He went on to become a Yamaha Master Tech, and he does well.
Wow, that's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah.
One of my students is a Master Tech. Been at that location for 8 years.
That's pretty amazing. Yeah. We did get a question on our text line here, and it was kind of relevant to what we're talking about.
Okay.
It says, we have a pretty low rate of unemployment in Pensacola, but just curious, how hard is it since COVID for you to hire service people at Key Marine?
I can tell you right now that it was very difficult. We like to work with 5 techs is pretty much where we feel comfortable with of being able to get to the jobs quickly and, you know, being able to manage everything up to our standards and all and having that quality. It took us a good 2, almost 3 years this last time to finally get that 5th position filled with Jeff. And we did get one guy that has like over 30 years experience that came to us right at about a year ago. So, yes, it's difficult to find people that are actually skilled in that. And it's really nice having Stefan at the college over there producing those.
Absolutely. That would be a no-brainer to me because it's such a great opportunity for them to develop as well.
Yeah, and that's the great part of our relationship. You know, we don't hold any punches back when we have stuff going on out and we place a student. Sometimes we're not successful.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we have issues and it just doesn't work out. And a lot of it can be many, many factors, you know, with maybe their knowledge, maybe they just don't conform into what needs to happen, like showing up and stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of factors. But the best part of this is that Bill and I can talk about it, Dustin as well. And if we do have issues, we make adjustments accordingly. So we try different students in that location, and I do that at different places too, so that works out real well when we have that conversation. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work, right?
Yeah, that's correct. And he's always got someone new that can come try it out.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
So thank you for that question. If you have a question, this is the Pensacola Expert Panel. This is Boat Smart. We've got two boating experts here this morning. We have with us Stefan Schmidt, who is the Marine Services Instructor at Georgetown Technical College. And we have Bill with us, who is the Kidwell, who is the Senior Manager at Key Marine Center. They are experts. So send in your questions this morning at 850-437-1620.
I think being a service manager is probably one of the hardest jobs in the marine industry as far as working.
I would imagine.
Because you're dealing with everything all the time. You're dealing with customers and technicians and all the daily ins and outs of everything that's going on, trying to manage time, trying to manage technicians out into the shop and stuff. And when somebody doesn't show up or, you know, because they're sick or whatever, or running late or whatever, you have to adjust accordingly, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely a challenge, but it's a challenge I'm up for.
Yeah, and that's the kind of thing that him and I have the same background
mm-hmm.
as management, you know, service managers and stuff like that. It's kind of a neat thing, the old school guys like us, you know, We have a connection with each other. We understand how things work and stuff like that. So that works out really well. We can bounce ideas off each other, you know, and we realize that we all have the same issues in our shops
mm-hmm.
when it comes to managing shops and stuff like that. It is a task. How many hours a week do you work right now?
Probably about 45 or so.
Yeah, so typically it's a 45, 50-hour week, you know, a lot of times for a
weekends.
Manager. Sometimes a little more. Yep. Are you guys open on weekends?
This time of year, we are open Saturdays from 8 to 12.
Okay, that's good to know.
And you have, a one technician there and parts department?
Yes. Really, on Saturdays, he's there to for customers to pick up boats and drop boats off. And the technician that's there, which they are on a rotation, we only have one there on Saturdays. So sometimes we can handle people's, you know, like emergency needs, like a battery bad or something okay. like that, and save the weekend for them. But, yes, we do have only one there on Saturdays.
And you guys are kind of located near the water. You're close to a couple boat ramps in your area, and maybe you can tell us which ones you're around, because if somebody's out there and they go there and they find out they have a dead battery or something, they could run down Bower Road and find you guys.
Yes, we are on Bower Road, and really close to us is a popular ramp is on Galvez, which we call Galvez Landing, and also the state park is right there, and there's a couple other that are around there, but those are the two main ones.
So how many years, when you're looking at your entire staff, how many years collectively do you have in experience at Key Marine?
Oh, the entire staff, we're 140 years probably.
140 years.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of experience. So way back, right? You know, so we got another text?
We do.
All right, awesome.
This is from Scott. He says, if new to boating, what is the best way to check that you're getting charged a fair price on boat maintenance, like oil changes on an outboard?
The fair price, well, a lot of times you get what you're paying for, you know, when you go that route. But it's really difficult to answer that question exactly. I mean, I guess you could call and compare prices. But usually if you're wanting OEM work done with OEM parts and factory-trained professionals, you usually have to, you know, pay a little bit more than you would somebody that doesn't have those kind of those dealerships.
But so, you do inspections, for example, when people now are getting their boats, but they've had them in storage or whatever, now you can take a look at it and get it ready for the water if they need an oil change or some other adjustments?
Oh, yeah. All day, every day, we do stuff like that. Yeah.
So when you look at, let's say, a 100-hour inspection mm-hmm. at Key Marine, and then you go to another dealership or an independent, another facility, the 100 hours can be different in what they actually do versus the cost. So it's really hard to compare costs because you have to go in and ask them, okay, I need a 100-hour inspection, but what do you do for that 100-hour, right? Mm-hmm. So let's give a typical F-150 Yamaha, what does your 100-hour include? And give us a ballpark on that.
Well, to let you know, the time for that is right at 2.5 hours. And we have a checklist that has a bunch of things on there. We're checking batteries and, of course, changing all the fluids on the motor. We're going to run it with our computer afterwards. And quite a few things. I mean, the main advantage is you have a factory-trained professional looking at that. We send all of our techs every year to at least one school with Yamaha, Suzuki, and Mercury, and most of the time more than one. So they really know what they're looking for. And so, yeah, basically changing all the fluids and all that. We do a compression check on ours as well to kind of head off major things that might be brewing and just all of that.
Okay, yeah. So, you know, that's a good 100-hour inspection that they do out there. This is a call-in show. You can call us at 850-437-1620. We're in the house with Bill Kidwell from Key Marine. He's the service manager out there, and you may have a technician about service or a question about service. You may have a question about something for Bill.
This is Boat Smart, and these are our experts. They did
and
build the
Noah's. We try to be smart about boats over here.
They built Noah's Ark, so you know, they're coming in with a lot of experience.
Yeah, so give us a call. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. So we're more than happy to talk to you today. So give us some idea of what product you actually work on at Key Marine, because I know it's more than Yamaha. You go ahead and tell us what you work out there on the different products and kind of the percentage rate, different ways of how many, you know, you work on more Yamahas, more Mercurys, what is it? So,
well, really with Yamaha, that's probably the most because there seems to be more of them out on the water. We're definitely Yamaha, Suzuki, and Mercury, Mercruiser, everything with Mercury, Mercury Racing, and all of that. And yeah.
So you, Mercruiser product.
Mercruiser, now that is a different thing. A lot of places in town have decided they don't want to work on them anymore. You know, some of the bigger dealerships with national backing, they typically will service what they sell, but after a certain amount of time, they're not wanting to. So we're, as far as we know, which I may not be 100% correct on this, I believe we're one of the only OEM dealerships with factory trained professionals that do still work on them at this point, even when they're 20, 25 years old.
Right. Wow. You're working on that old now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least back 20 years.
Yeah. Okay. And he's right. There's a lot of dealers have gotten away from it. You know, when you got on the water, you see a lot of outboard product on the water, right? But there's also a lot of stern drive product out there as well, and inboard stuff. Do you guys service trailers out there?
Trailers? We do simple stuff on trailers in the middle of the season simply because we just don't really have enough time to do it. Now, we do refer people to another company that does that. But if we're doing lights or simple stuff like that, we'll take it.
Okay. A typical day for one of your technicians when they come in, how do you distribute the job orders out to the techs? Is there a method to that madness? How do you do that?
Yes. Every morning they all meet right there at my desk, and we have all of the work orders in separate bins for each technician. And I've already been there long enough that day to kind of, you know, evaluate what needs to be done and all. And most of them already know what's you know, coming their way. But, and then I'll say, okay, this is what we need to do first and whatnot, and manage it in that way.
Okay. Sometimes things change. You got little priorities here and priorities there, and you have to manage those as well.
Yeah, I try to minimize, you know, changing it up on them because, you know, they're pretty tenacious. Once they get started on something, they're wanting to, you know, get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, is it a first-come, first-serve type situation? So when your boat shows up, do you schedule it as a first-come, first-serve, or can people do appointments? How does that work?
Well, it's kind of difficult for us to do appointments for one reason or another. So generally, whenever they bring their boat off, that is your spot in line. And the advantage of having the full five techs now that we were able to get, you know, finally in order, is that our turnover is very quick, a lot quicker than most other places that I know. Here lately, we've only been a couple days out. So once you've dropped your boat off, that's your place in line, and then we're going to be looking at it within a couple days.
So I talk a lot about, hey, get your boat in now. So on the show, I let people know you need to get your boat in for service because time's running out as far as when we start into our season. So let's say we're into the season, Blue Angels is coming up, all the different holidays and stuff. How far behind do y'all generally get when you are at your max busy time?
Well, last year during the Blue Angels in the middle of the summer, we really weren't more than a week or two behind. There were times when we were only, you know, working with three techs that it got silly, and it was, you know, sometimes 4 weeks, 5 weeks.
Right.
But we're doing everything in our power to keep people, because that's the last thing a person wants to do is have to, you know, something comes up in the middle of the summer, have to wait a month to get their boat fixed.
Right.
And that's one of the main reasons why we keep so many skilled technicians on board year round. You
right.
know, we don't lay them off. We keep them there year round, so we'll have them the next season to provide that service that's so greatly needed on that side of town.
Yeah, that's important to keep your technicians there. I do the same thing in school. We're having summer school, right? So we want to keep our students in the class because we don't want to let them go during the summertime, because when they go, who knows where they're going to go. It's the same thing with technicians, right?
Yeah.
If you let them all out of there, and you, hey, I need you to take a few weeks off so we can catch mm-hmm. up, or you know, and next thing you know, they're gone, right?
Right.
And it's hard to find seasoned technicians in our area. Seasoned technicians is difficult, isn't it?
Yeah, the seasoned ones are definitely a little bit harder. But we always get the ones from Stefan, and we're willing to train those, you know. At the moment, we're pretty much full as far as, you know, we don't plan on having a sixth tech, but you never know what may happen. And we just feel really blessed to have him and his program over there to provide us with people. Because sometimes it is somewhat better to get someone that's new that hasn't learned some, you know, things that may not be desirable in our shop. But for the most part, everyone that's come that had experience, they all have something great to add.
Yeah. It is a call-in show, 850-437-1620. Give us a call or text. I know you got a question out there and you're wanting to ask us. So.
Well, here's one of them that said, it's kind of funny, sometime after Noah's Ark was completed, this person wants to know, Evinrude and Johnson dominated the outboard motor industry. Are they still around? And if they are, is it a different brand name now?
No, they have. They definitely went under, I guess, for lack of a better term. And as far as working on them, it's just kind of hard to get parts. I mean, there was a time whenever we didn't work on them at all, you know, within a couple of years ago. But now the technician that I talked about with 30, 35 years experience is so good with them. We take them one by one basis. But, yeah, they, for one reason or another, definitely went under.
Okay. Well, I remember that.
Yeah. If you have an older product or you have some product you're not sure of, just give Key Marine a call. And they would be more than happy to help you out there at Key Marine. And the phone number, 850-492-0487 is the number. So, yeah,
okay.
Give them a call or text them. Or yeah, they'll help you out with that and get that product in there. So you can look at a boat kind of and say if you want to work on it or not. Sometimes that happens. You get one in there and you may not want to touch it because it is in such bad shape. And probably the best thing to do is to recommend to the customer, hey, you don't want to put this kind of money in this engine because it's too old, it's got too many hours or what have you. Then what do you do for the customer?
Then we would suggest repowering it because most of the boats that's ever been made were never designed for the motor to last as long as the boat. So that's one of the reasons why the motors come off so easily and all. And we do specialize in that all day, every day, repowering boats. As a matter of fact, I think we have between 15 and 20 brand new motors still in the crate right now. We don't offer a boat line. We don't sell new boats, but we do repower older boats all day, every day.
Right. And I went out there and seen your shop area the other day, and I was amazed how your shop is clean. I'm going to guarantee you that when we walk into your guys' shop, it's clean. You have two buildings out there, and you have a larger building off to the side. The first building has your parts department and a small shop. Tell us about that other building that you have and what you do in that building.
The larger building?
The larger building.
The larger building, actually, to begin with, was only going to be a repower facility, which half of it, we only had half of it to begin with, but we since bought the whole building, and it's large enough for us to keep most of the technicians working over there with only one or two working in the smaller building and doing mobile service out of that building. But it's really nice having that much space to be able to just to leave the boats indoors most of the time and not have to move them in and out every day. It really adds to productivity.
And you were telling me the largest boat you had inside was a big one. It was over 40 or
yeah.
What was it?
I don't recall exactly, but I know the building's 60 feet wide. So it's 6,000 square feet. It's
wow.
100, that one building.
Yeah. What I like about Key Marine, it has this small family feel about it. When you walk in the front and Dustin's out there and they meet you in the front in the little area out there, it's just great. And they just love to see people come in there and go to Key Marine. We got another text.
We do. The question is, how many hours does the typical boat motor last?
Well, that varies as well, and it has gotten much better since the advent of the four-stroke motors. It all depends on proper maintenance and so forth and just the care of it. But we're not surprised to see four-stroke motors lasting definitely over 1,000 hours and sometimes 2,000 in that
okay.
range.
Wow, that's great. Thank you for the question.
Yeah,
we've got time for maybe one or two more, 850-437-1620.
I was going to ask that question. What engine have you seen with the most hours on an engine? I can tell you mine. You tell me yours.
I know it was a Yamaha, and I believe it was right at one of our – it had to have been in the 4,000 range.
Okay.
And it was one of the charter captains out here.
Okay. Yeah, I worked on a commercial boat, 9,500 hours on a Yamaha.
Wow.
I had heard of the Yamaha that the Coast Guards had when the 3.3-liter big ones first came out that we were monitoring when we would go to school every year, and it was off the charts hours.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's all about maintenance. And mm-hmm. Key Marine's the place to do that. Bill's the one to talk to. He'll take care of you on all that maintenance you need on your products, and he'll take good care of you at Key Marine. So I want to thank you for being here today. I really appreciate it. This is a great show. I enjoyed it. You need to come in more often.
It's so interesting to me.
To
I learn something every time.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. We've been talking with Bill Kidwell, who is the service manager at Key Marine.
Yeah, we had a great day today, and I'll be back in here next Friday to talk some more things about Georgetown Technical College and what we're doing out there.
So thank you so much. Stefan Schmidt is here every Friday with Boat Smart, and this is the season, so be sure to tune in next week. You can also catch it on YouTube. He has his, what is your page?
So Tricks of the Trade, Boat Smart, Tricks of the Trade. I'm putting all my videos up there, and you'll be able to see Bill on there this week.